This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world. Scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Kyrgyzstan, where there's relatively mixed news. There is what they're calling, considering the first gay pride march ever held in Central Asia, has unleashed a storm of controversy in the Kyrgyzstani government, with threats of violence against participants, counter-protests, fiery parliamentary debate, etc., etc. I don't know why it's actually been called a gay pride march, because it's not. It was really just a women's...
I think it was a collective of gay people therefore, and they were actually having a good time, so it's a pride march.
Yes, so, you know, we'll give them that, but it really was instigated as a Women's Day march, promoting women's rights and equality for all, and a group, as you say, a group of LGBTI activists joined, and they were welcomed by the human rights activists involved.
They weren't welcomed, though, by the deputy of the Kyrgyzstan Parliament.
No, and her comments here are something to behold. The men who do not want to have children and the girls who do not want to pour tea must only be cursed. They must be beaten.
Maybe it loses something in translation.
Yep, maybe.
Tea's obviously very important.
There were some members of Parliament did come out and say that they did not support those comments.
No,
So in
defence, of the Kyrgyzstani Parliament, there were debates on all sides, although it does seem there was a considerable amount of support for this parliamentarian's negative comments, although not in such obscene words. The human rights activists, though, have sort of pretty much on the whole defended the participation of LGBTI members, saying it's a great general change in Kyrgyzstan.
Some city officials did try to discourage participation in the event, saying it would cause traffic jams and lead to confrontations.
Yeah, because there was a particular fear that there's some hard right groups in hard right, sort of what you might call neo-Nazi sort of groups in Kyrgyzstan, who were threatening to be out there and attack anyone participating.
Across to Brunei now, some not so good news. Brunei is set to introduce laws next week that could see LGBT people whipped or stoned to death for same-sex relations. This is coming from human rights groups in the area. Homosexuality is already illegal and punishable by up to 10 years prison. However, the changes would see Brunei become the first Asian country to make homosexuality punishable by death.
It's interesting, this has now sort of, also caused a backlash against those organisations or businesses linked to the Brunei government, including the Beverly Hills Hotel, which I had no idea was owned by Brunei.
Yeah, because they tried to push this through once before, and the international outcry, the government kind of put the brakes on it, but they have snuck this through. There was actually apparently gazetted before Christmas, but has now the timeline is coming up and people have now found out about it. The Brunei project, Matthew Wolfe, who we've actually had on the show, he's an Australian guy but who has an intense interest in Brunei, said, "We are trying to get pressure placed on the government of Brunei but realise it's a very short time frame until the laws take effect." So it is not looking very good in Brunei.
But I think the advocacy there was successful in the past, so it's not over until it's done.
Exactly.
In Kenya, significant win for human rights with the Court of Appeal, which has upheld a 2015 ruling that the LGBTI rights group, which is now allowed to register under the Non-Governmental Organisations Coordination Board. Wow, that's a mouthful, isn't it? I mean, the important thing here is that not-for-profit organisations, community organisations can register. And once we get that voice internally and they can be set up, then things can begin to change from inside, which I think is where the change comes from. So that's a big win, I think, in through the Court of Appeals. It's funny to me that the governing body, I guess the charity regulator there, had objected to that even when the Attorney General had agreed with the previous decision, which had been back in 2015, which said that this organisation was legal and could be created.
Indeed, this fight's been going on since 2012 in and out of the courts, and this most recent one, the judges endorsed the constitution, saying that like-minded persons should be able to meet and organise formally.
So it was back the board that I'm talking about. The words that they object to are lesbian and gay in its name, and they say that these are unacceptable as Kenya's penal code criminalises gay and lesbian intimacy. And of course, we know that goes back to the old British colonial times.
And of course, there is a highly anticipated decision on the decriminalisation of homosexuality in the High Court. It was meant to come through a couple of weeks ago, but due now on the 24th of May.
Over in China, they are finally going to get Bohemian Rhapsody, but it's going to be 2 minutes shorter. So 2 minutes of LGBT...
Doesn't sound like much, but...
2 minutes of LGBT content has been scrubbed from the biopic of the British rock group Queen for the Chinese audience, which includes scenes of two men kissing and the word gay. So the award-winning film, which will open this week in China, portrays the life and career of the Queen frontman Freddie Mercury, who, as probably everyone knows, is an LGBT icon, who died of AIDS-related illnesses at the age of 45.
Some in China, LGBT advocates have said, look, this is a good thing that the movie's got out. It's still telling the story. Popo Fan, who, again, we've had on the show, an LGBT activist from China, is a bit more cautious that in calling this a victory, saying that then the whole world will always submit to authority. Creators won't be respected. There'll be no protection for the interests of audiences.
So some examples of what's been cut out. There's a close-up of a male crotch that's gone.
Just a close-up.
And okay. I find this one interesting, where they removed the whole "I want to break free" scene, but then they follow up straight after that with the that scene in the film where they're all shocked at the media reaction to the film clip back in the day.
And so the poor audience has no idea.
Yeah, you wouldn't know the context because you're watching if you haven't seen the actual video.
The "I want to break free" scene is when they're all dressed.
Yes, if you don't really forget, they're all in drag. Exactly.
Well, yeah. So I've just been reading about what's going to be in the Elton John biopic. Ooh. And I can't work out what China's going to make out of that. They're going to have a hissy fit.
And they will.
And in brief.
In brief, we have...
The USA, the Library of Congress's National Registry, has selected Sylvester's You Make Me Feel for recording in preservation.
The United Nations Human Rights Council has adopted without a vote a resolution that expresses concerns about existing discrimination regulations, rules and practices that require some women and girl athletes to be medically have their testosterone reduced medically.
Absolutely, as they should, and I was reporting from the Commonwealth Games for Joy only a few months ago. In Thailand, a Thai filmmaker has been made the first transgender MP to be elected to Parliament.
And in New Zealand, the ALG ILGA has launched the 13th edition of its flagship publication, State Sponsored Homophobia, that was released on the 20th of this month.
And that's a wrap.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.